Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and wasn't that the way things might have been? We still keep on turning, primary keep on burning, rolling, rolling.
welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So you heard from Orville Byrd and his lovely Native American message to honor the land. We had some good vibes coming in, and then we had lovely singer-songwriter Bethany Caudill singing No Shoes Blues in a cover that she did called Proud Mary. And just to let all of you know about Bethany, she's going to be doing a Christmas album coming up with some songs on it, and later on maybe a gospel album. But I know she's putting together two CDs of her Christmas album, so if you're interested, you can message me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, and we can, you know, look into that. And she's going to be going to Salem, Illinois in May also to perform that direction. So that's going to be really fun for some veterans. Then you also heard I'm Alive and some other really cool music, Calling All Angels, which is a really good song. We were having some technical difficulty earlier. So I'm going to be in St. Louis on November 13th. Doing a fair in Arnold, Missouri, so that's going to be really fun. I think it's from like 11 o'clock to 5, so you'll have to check it out at the Eagles Club. That's November 13th, and so our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. My guest is Asa Knight. He is a really cool guy that I've known for several years who works with the tarot and Reiki and also just answering direct questions, and he's been doing this a long time. He's really been working in the field of just really getting to the point and putting it into perspective and also teaching the tarot. You know, he's got a lot of different services. He does tarot classes. I know he's got some essential oils going. I know he's got some online classes, and he's really good. He's got some radio shows that he does also, and he's just a natural at really getting right down to the point, answering your questions and adding on a little bit of tarot to go with it. So we're going to speak to him too and see what he's been up to lately. So if you want to get a hold of him, you can go to Asen, AesonKnight.com. If you want to get a hold of me, you can go to starwaya@hotmail.com and email me there. Or you can message me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. So our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. Again, that number is 347-237-5339. We're going to take one question callers, second half, so we're going to do that also. But I'm going to bring Asen live, and we're going to talk a little bit about some stuff and see what's going on in his world. Hi, Asen. How are you?
Hi, darling. Doing great. How are you? Sounds
great.
Like you've been
I'm
busy.
Doing well. What's new with you?
Oh, just getting back from being on tour again. You know, I normally tour during the summers and, you know, have fun. You know, I've done some new events this year. I went up to the Mind, Body, Soul, Spirit Expo in Canada, and that was a joy. Really great people up there.
Oh, that must have been really fun.
Yeah, there are some really
good people there.
Yeah, I normally, you know, stay within, you know, the Ohio through North Carolina, but went ahead and went up there. It was a great time. Enjoyed Canada. Almost moved there, I'm telling
nice.
You.
Nice.
You know.
Oh, I know. It's
nice.
Tempting to move there once you've been there. I've been there, and
mm-hmm.
I did one of my first psychic parties out in Canada. It was really fun. It was out in Calgary area, and I had a friend that hosted me and had me stay with her, and she's a Canadian Indian, and it was really fun. We had a really exciting time, and we got to see some speakers and do some New Age things there. We met Michelle White Dove out there. It was really fun when she was doing her Canada tour, and you know, I got to see the Blue Mountain. That seems to be really big excitement because Archangel Michael is apparently part of that, and we had some experiences with him, so it was really fun.
It was, and the people up there are so nice, you know, because I'm used to going, you know, bigger cities, smaller cities, but up there, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, they'll stop traffic so you can cross the, you know, so you can cross the road, you know, hi, how are you, very much greeting us. It was an enjoyable time. you know, I got to hang out with Miss Sonia, who's one of my co-hosts for the weekend, and that was fun. Yeah. And then I came back, and, you know, I've been doing different events. You know, I was in Athens, Ohio, Marietta, Ohio, Morgantown, you know, just staying busy. Plus, I've also got my tarot courses are up on YouTube. We're up to lesson 3. I've got probably 2 more to film, and they'll be up there with worksheets, and people can actually go and do this for free. This is a class I normally charge $60 to do, but I'll put it up on YouTube for free because I don't have to be there for you to watch it. So, and I'm offering a certification through it, so you do actually get something that says you studied the tarot, which is hard to find anymore.
It is. It's very hard to find. And I know you do a really good job because you go into a lot of really good details and things like that. You know, you really sum it up with courses, and I think that's, you know, really exciting. That's really cool.
Well, you know, and that's important now. You know, we need training. You know, we need people out here training. You know, especially as old fogies that are running around that have been doing it for 100 years. Pass it down to the newer generations. You know, because I'm going on.
Right.
Next November will be 21 years professionally, you know, and, you know, plus I'm working on my book. Jezebel should be coming out hopefully 2018 if I keep typing as fast as I am, and that'll be good.
That's always helpful when you can type really fast when you're writing a book. I know I can't even keep up with how much knowledge I have that's coming into mine, but I know yours is going to be really good. I look forward to reading it.
Yeah, it'll be funny. It'll be interesting. I just want to cover some of the experiences my grandmother had, and some with me in it. You know, I'm not going to take you up to present day, but I'm going to include some things, you know, weird experiences, weird stories, and basically, you know, how it was before, you know, the computer, the cell phone, the Bluetooth, you know, and everything else got clicked together, and, you know, before you got news 24/7.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot different back then when you didn't have all this stuff. And, they even teach courses now where they'll actually recommend you, you know, stay off of social media for a long time. And, you know, it's fun because that's really the truth of it. You can go back to then when that was really an occurrence, and it's a good thing.
It is, you know, and I still actually offer typed readings. Granted, I don't use grandma's typewriter, but I still offer email readings and stuff. But that used to be the thing. You either mailed a letter to your psychic or you came and had tea with her or him.
Yeah.
It was normally hers. Or you were lucky enough to be in you know, somewhere like Silver Bell or ERA or somewhere where you could actually learn and train. You know, in today's world, you know, in 10 years, they're going to have us in hologram form. I mean, literally.
I'm sure they
because
are.
We're going to, you know, because they've already got the VR started, you know, and that's going to be, I don't know. I question it. You know, I've always been one that's, you know, at the top of the line, you know, I'm all for it, but, you know, I want to see that it works first. And, you know, over the years, you know, we keep having to take steps to, you know, protect ourselves, you know, because there's new things out there. There's things that we have to deal with that, you know, grandma didn't have to deal with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people, you know, in this business, you know, the first part of psychic is psych, and that deals with the psyche. And sometimes, you know, you get people that aren't that positive to be around.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and, you know, so those out there learning realize, you know, that a lot of things are changing, a lot of things are growing, but also, you know, people, you know, psychics do weird things for a reason. And sometimes people have to kind of take a step back from that and go, okay, what was the spiritual meaning behind that, or what was the spiritual lesson behind that? You know, example, I have, you know, explained the tarot as it's just a hammer. If you can nail a nail, you can read tarot. Well, same thing, you know.
It's true. You know, there's a lot of just really telling yourself you can do it. I run into people who say, oh, I can't do it, or oh, I'm, you know, and when you say you can't do it, then you're giving that energy, you know, you're giving
right.
that the energy, and you're saying, well, I can't, and then you can't. But, you know, it's just like everything. If you really work at it and you learn about it and you know, work towards new goals and ways to utilize it, you can learn it and you can get it.
Yeah, and you can get it very easily, and you can become what you want to become. But the whole point there is learning what you want to become, what you want your spiritual tools to be, what you, you know, example, I don't like a screwdriver. I use a drill. It's much easier. But some people won't touch a power tool. I discovered probably 3 years ago that I could use power tools, and it was like, oh, actually, you know what this thing does. But it's just surprising with people that they get this spiritual block, and then they start attaching to people thinking that they need to, you know, suck up the air that they're breathing to do what they want to do. And it, you can't do
that. Yeah.
You don't do that, you know. I think in this business you have to set really hard boundaries. You know, and some people, you know, they hit brick walls.
Yeah, if you don't set boundaries, what I find is that you end up being more overwhelmed with what you have, and then you don't really know how to handle it, and then it's very awkward, you know, and that could be with any situation. I mean, you know, and when you're running a business like this, it's like any other business, you know. It's just like at the end of the day when you say, well, if I'm walking into the counselor's office, and I have a really respected counselor that I used to go see, you know, you're going to pay him or her, and you're going to, you know, just like the dentist or the doctor or the eye doctor or whatever, or you're on a job, you know, you expect to get paid for that amount of time that you're working at whatever job you work at. And I know that some people, you know, run risk of, you know, people just mowing over them. That can be a very difficult and challenging thing.
Very much so. And, you know, something else is, you know, people don't think, you know, when they see psychics and they've got like $6.99 up or, you know, $13.99 up, they think they're actually getting that $13.99 or that $6.99. No, they're not. You know, a lot of, unless you're going straight to that reader, well, even when you go straight to the reader, unless you go in person and hand them cash, they're paying things out the elbow. You know, somewhere up to 75%.
Well, you know, whether it's on a line, which I work on many of them, you know, because you cannot make a living off of just one line. You know, people ask me, oh, I'd love to just do this for a living, and I'd love to work on a phone line. Well, that's wonderful, but the reality is if you want to work on a phone line, you should work more than one, because, you know, because they're like, oh, I want to stay home. That's wonderful, but you should work more than one because it's not going to bring home what you need to pay rent. And then, you know, a lot of, you know, clientele on the outside will say, well, you know, I'm paying them full price when I go to a fair. You may be paying them a price, but, you know, the fair gets a cut of that too. You know, whoever's putting on the fair, whoever's running it, or you're paying out somewhere for a table. You know, there are just things that, you know, cost when you really nail down to it, unless you're going privately to that
person. And, you know, you were
right.
talking about, you know, you were talking about going to fairs. Here's the thing. When you go to a fair, I know my fair prices are different than my in-person prices, and people get confused.
Mine
but
are
it's
too.
Because you're not going to be – I'm not able to give you a full 30-minute reading at a fair. I'll be good to get you to sit down for 10 because you want to go see this shiny new thing and what this shiny new thing and try this shiny new thing. And it's like, oh, can we calm down and think about the reading?
Right, right. They see so many shiny things that you almost cannot get a 30-minute, one-hour reading. If they have parties and they set up parties at their house, that's always fun. You know, if but at a fair, you're so distracted at a fair. I love parties too because they're more personal. Or if they set up private time and they call you, or they set up private time and you're in person, that's a little easier than the fairs.
That's
I agree. They do get confused. They do get confused.
Right.
They're like, well, why do you charge this? You know, this is a really good thing to look at, ASIN, because it's so true. Some of them will look at me and go, well, why is your, you know, psychic fair price this, or your, you know, your line price this, and then you're different here. A lot of it is because, you know, the lines, when they advertise you or whatever, they take a fee. And at the fairs, you know, they're going to take a fee, too, if they're advertising or paying for the building or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere there's out-of-pocket money.
Right.
It's so true.
You know, and, you know, example, you know, one network I'm $4.99 on. Well, when you get down to the brass tacks of it, I get it handed to me as a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
They take the other. They take that $3.99 for
yeah.
their fees.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's some networks out there, and I don't know, you know, because I work 10 of them, but there's a lot more out there, and they'll pay the psychic 25 cents and charge you guys, you know, charge the clients $13.99.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's
and
what
they,
I call the sweatshops.
The clients, yes, the clients think, and this is so true, and this is something, you know, to educate people on. The clientele thinks that, you know, you're actually getting the $13.99 that you're, you
yeah.
know, they're paying, and you really don't. You know, so many
no.
miss that. So it's good to educate people on the fact that, you know, this is out there and this is real. And, you know, this
right.
can happen.
Exactly.
Many,
and
many times.
What's happening? You know, because our business is changing. You know, now I think
yeah.
the purple curtain's gone. You know, you used to be just able to be this face that nobody saw. You know, you went and got your headshot done maybe 10 years ago or whatever. And, you know, you were a face and a voice. Even before that, you were just a voice. And, you know, they picked
right.
the phone up, listened to the voice, and chose you, and you give them the reading. Well, now we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got Google+, we've got this, we've got Snapchat, we've got that. You know, so you guys are a little bit more into our world. You know, we can get, you know, YouTube, whatever. And that's when you have to go and you
yeah.
have to go, okay, am I stalking my dentist on Facebook? Do I message my dentist on Facebook and go, you know, this morning I was brushing my teeth and I have a little gum and I had a little gum bleeding? Well, no.
Oh no, yeah.
Then why are you doing it to your psychic?
Yeah, and there and it, you know, that's a funny concept, but it's so true. And some of them, you know, some of the people, and they don't realize it. They'll just make conversation and then they're asking you, you know, 10,000 questions, and they don't
mm-hmm.
pay you. You know, I've had
right.
this with a conversation with, you know, reliable people that, you know, will pay, and I've had, you know, good connections and good clients that, you know, do pay. In fact, I have a couple listening that, you know, are just
mm-hmm.
so good to me and so nice, and, you know, you can go out and have coffee with them or, you know,
mm-hmm.
talk to them on the phone. And they don't do
that.
And
they know
the
difference.
But then you have, exactly, and those are your
right.
friends. And, you know, then you have clients, too, that, you know, sometimes here and there you can say, I'm glad you're doing well, da-da-da, and you can have a hi, how are you conversation. But
right.
then, you know, just like the friendships and the ones who ask 20 questions and they don't, you know, really pay you, the same thing is going on with the clients. So that's a perfect
right.
example. Would you message your dentist and say, well, I'm having a gum problem. You know, you
right.
wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that. But and there's a difference between friendship and client friendship, in my opinion. But
there's
also,
a big
you know,
difference. And if
there, you know, then we have what I call the Darth Vader people. And these are the people that they've never read with you. They've never had a conversation with you. Heck, they don't even know, you know, what, you know, anything about you, and they'll just message you, and they'll just start yapping
mm-hmm.
off this 2-page letter of their life story, and then expect you to reply back, and you're like, who are you again? Where did you come
yeah.
from? And then they, after you go, you know, feel free to contact me over here, this is how you book an appointment, that type of thing, they turn into the most nastiest, filthiest, Jerry Springer wouldn't even publish some of that stuff.
Oh, no.
You know, and that's, oh, yeah. That's why I turned around, you know, and a lot of people got a little upset because, you know, I forever had just a regular Facebook. You know, my clients
mm-hmm.
could add me as friends and all that. And
well,
I got about three or four of them on there.
Well, when you can be open,
Exactly.
Yeah, when you can be open, that's a good thing. But when you have people doing that, I won't say like, you know, to the point of, you know, maybe they gave you their life story and they really need help and it's an emergency and they pay for it, you know, which is, you know,
or,
fine.
You know, I do
but
a lot of pro bono, but, you know, that's okay to do pro bono. I do pro bono a lot of times. People saying, you know, look, I just ain't got the money. I'm going through this, this, and this. And I'll do pro bono, but don't get nasty. Mm-hmm. You don't curse your doctor out.
Exactly. If I get a intuitive nudge to help somebody, of course I'm going to help them because that's what you're getting intuitively to do, you know, is help that person because, you know, they don't have this or that. It makes so much sense, Aeson. You know, then like you said, it's just hard when you have somebody, like you said, write you a book and then boom, they start chewing you out. That is just not cool or right because I think, well, no, wait a minute. If you were in session with your counselor, would you chew out your counselor because that person just helped you, you know, get over milestones of things where you were sobbing and, you know, you were going up and down in weight and you were having a bad day. That's just an example. But, you know, they've just carried you through a really, really bad moment into a good moment. Now you're going to harass the counselor and tell them off. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's the same behavior. And, you know, I don't think people are doing home training anymore. I think that, you know, our business would be a little bit easier if they went back to doing home training. But that's why I turned a lot of my social media over to my assistant. I turned my booking of events over to my booking agent. I don't sit there and deal with event planners anymore, and I don't sit there on Facebook anymore. It's not my deal. You know, Michael takes care of Facebook. He takes care of all the marketing, all the posting. That's his deal, you know. And that's something that we as psychics have to learn to say. Or as independent business owners, we have to learn to say, okay, this is too much. It's time to turn this over to somebody or over to a service and let them do it because I'm too busy doing this, this, and this.
Right.
You know, last month I was home a total of 10 days for private appointments. Yeah, 10 days I was home. That's it. The rest I was on the road. And, you know, my clients,
we have been on the road like that too. I have been. Just like you, I have been on the road too. Sometimes people don't know. They're too busy thinking that, okay, you can drop everything right now and go. I mean, you know, an interesting situation would be if somebody is really trying really, really hard to get a hold of you, just, you know, right now they need you and you have, okay, let's say you have a vendor table and you're doing, you know, a fair. And then you go to the restroom and you got 50 people there waiting and your phone is going off even though it's on silent and they're just, you know, trying to get a hold of you right there. And you're like, wow, I can't talk right now because, you know, I'm in the middle of doing a fair.
Exactly.
And
you
they're
know,
all
I was
waiting
at,
for me and they're all paying.
Exactly. I was at an event this year and I had to have two handlers and my agent on the ground. When I say on the ground, they're lining people up. They're taking text numbers because, you know, if I've got a line after about three people, they start taking your phone number. And they'll text you, he's available now. That type of thing. So I had a total of three people on the ground helping me manage the lines. I'm doing the readings. They're handling the PR and stuff. And I had a client who, you know, when we're out of the office, everything goes to voicemail. I have a voicemail system that'll reach me anywhere on the globe.
Right.
They left 50 messages. And
when I checked
those messages, it wasn't, hi, I need to book an appointment, or hi, I'm in crisis, call me back as soon as you can. No. They had went off the deep end. And suddenly I had become public enemy number one. And that's when I went,
Oh, dear.
No. Time to draw some boundaries.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. That is, well, you know, I have run into this a couple of times myself. I have been working with someone, and then I'll have, you know, somebody ask a question or somebody come up, you know, in the middle of a session.
Yeah.
And that's difficult. But, you know, some of them wonder if I can really stay in channel while I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I had a good friend of mine that noticed this, and it was really cool. She lives in Illinois. But I was able to answer someone's question while still dealing with somebody and stay in channel. But, you know, that's
right.
That's rare for some people.
Well, that's just,
because some people
have to
be in the channel. But, you know, the thing of it is that I reassured the client. I said, I am still in channel. I just needed to get that person dealt with so that they're not, you know, distracting your reading. Because when they're over there and you're like, okay, I'm feeling that. Because I got a direct message from, you know, my angel, like, okay, that person needs to be talked to. Just hurry up and say something and then move them over to the side until you're done. And that's what I did. And another thing I've had to do, just like you, Asen, is I've had to get other people to help me. Like if somebody goes with me to a fair, such as Bethany or, you know, whoever is just is there. And I thank them for this because I really appreciate it. I ran into this weekend, too. Not just the, you know, constant phone calls like what you had, but I ran into, they were lining up. I mean, they were so lined up. I thought, I need help. So I got a sign-up sheet. I mean, it was to the point of write your name down and get in line. And like you said, you know, take your text and, you know, email and whoever's next is next. And it was just one of those things. And I thought, oh, my gosh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what happens. Like you said, you know, you had to get your two people on the floor to help you. And it can be wonderful because you make all these contacts, but it can also be very overwhelming. It really can
very
be.
Much
and so I loved my friend in Illinois for being able to, you know, kind of look at me. And she looked at me when we first met, too, and she's like, wow, you just light up the room. You're just lit up. And so that may have been part of why, you know, there was so much traffic.
It
but,
is.
You know, it's interesting.
It is.
It's
you know, I've had people say, you look like this big bright light. I just had to come talk to you. I'm like, hi, how are you?
Right.
And they're like, you're so, and I'm like, that's me all the time. The other thing that, you know, you were talking about staying in channel. You know, we read in, you know, I've read in bars, I've read at rock concerts, I've read at music festivals.
Oh, yeah, I have too.
There is nothing,
you
know.
Yeah.
I've yelled that voice, you know, when I've gotten done for the night, I've had no voice, but hand me a deck of cards and I can still yell a reading, you know, but.
Same here.
And that's fun. I like doing those. I enjoy doing those. And actually, I had a guest on, she wrote a book called RSB from Heaven, guest. Love her. She's a medium. She does the same thing, but she's out in Arizona, and she's the one that gave us the idea of doing, like, rock concerts and stuff, and, you know, when I told my booking agent, you know, book me for anything. Don't ever tell a booking agent to book you for anything. Words of advice there. Because they will.
Oh, they will.
And it can be fun. It can be fun. But it's like, oh, goodness. You know, no, I am not going to read in front of the stage while Kiss is behind me. The voices won't compare, I promise you.
No, that would be very, very hard to do. One thing I enjoyed doing was Bethany had a competition one time that I went to, and she was like the last one, so she was just hanging around. She was tired. And I thought, you know what? The people that show up, be good to keep them, you know, occupied while this is going on because they're voting for her. And so I thought, what can I do in the meantime? And I did exactly what you did. I took those people or anybody else, and I, you know, while the other bands were playing, I did readings for them, and it was really fun.
Right.
You know, I just did what you did, you know, the music and,
right.
you know, it's a fun thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know why, but I've had to tell my booking agent to tell event planners, I do not go next to the stage. I am not the potted plant. Put me in the back.
Because
they want to stick us right up there where everyone can see us. And that's all great and grand. But, you know, or, you know, we verbally communicate. I cannot telepath a reading to you. Wish I could. It would make things so much easier.
It really would. And, you know, if you have a lot of noise, sometimes they have to get right next to you so that they can hear you. This has happened at fairs with me also, where they'll say, wow, it's just really loud in here. And it may not be the music. I mean, the music's fine. Usually,
it could be
the
people.
Me, the music's great. It's very uplifting, but the people in the room can be very, you know, talkative and loud, and then you're trying to get this, you know, reading through. So, yeah, totally.
Exactly.
I totally see that.
And another place that I had to draw lines on was the press.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
You know, they'll come in to cover the event. That's real nice, and, you know, I enjoy them taking pictures, and, you know, I'll do a photo op with them. They ain't a problem. But I was up in Parkersburg, and they come literally, you know, I'm in the middle of reading this client, and they come flashing the camera right down beside me, and I'm like, out of my booth. Michael, they need to go out. So I started having to set, like, a table and create an aisle to my reading, because, you know, I used to just do my reading table, maybe a little small display table with PR stuff on it. But now I've got a full 6-foot table that goes in front of us. So you got like a 4-foot space there to control the traffic.
Yeah. You have to
sometimes
because the traffic can get very, very, you know, busy. Or, you know, sometimes what's also really fun is when it's not as busy to, you know, meet some of the other people that are there and, you know, exchange services with them. That's always fun, too.
It's always fun. It's always an enjoyable time to network with people. I've met some great people this year, traveling.
Awesome.
Different things. You know, there's this, you know, I go back to Canada. There's a company up there, and they're in my vlog of day two at Canada. They're making coffee that has different, it's for weight loss. It's for, they've got one for energy. They've got one for stress relief. And I'm like, okay, no more supplements. You can take coffee and be done with it. And Lord knows, I drink probably 3 pots a day.
That's really good. I know that I have a friend in Missouri. Her son actually was making some of those kinds of coffees, too. That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have run across one of his coffees because I know it went to, if I remember correctly, it went to St. Louis, which was not just to St. Louis, but to Canada. He had his mom run it, and then I think he's up in Maryland, and then he got it, you know, kind of around the country. So that's pretty fun, too.
Cool.
So that's cool that you found
it. Very cool. Yeah, that was interesting. Oh, and one of the other fun things I've done this year is I've got to play with Scientology 3 times. And they always pull the same stunt. And it's like, really, you know, oh, do you want to live a stress-free life? Come over and sit down with this meter. And the meter is based on, they say it can detect any movement within the body. No, it can't. It detects your kinetic energy. You can start and play with that meter all you want. You know, send energy one way, it'll go up. Send it the other way, and it'll go down. Confuses the heck out of them.
Right.
Confuses the heck out of them.
Yeah, they have no idea what you're doing. I played with a heart math meter. It was really funny.
Oh, really?
A lot of people can be in there physical, and that's all good. But as soon as I touched it, which, you know, the lady showed me what, you know, just being in your, you know, mind is versus your heart. And so I just, you know, touched it instantly, and it went right to the heart. And she said, wow, I've never seen that before. It just went right there. You didn't have to do anything. And I said, well, you know, that's the positive vibe that, you know, you keep going throughout, you know, the energy. It's the same thing as sending energy to anything else. You know, you can do that with your aura photo, too.
Uh-huh.
You can sit and send energy before you get your aura photo, and you can have whatever colors you like.
Uh-huh. Very much so. And you can transmute it. You can, you know, if you think real hard, for those that are not spiritually trained, just think real hard. Envision yourself in a color of, as if you're wearing a big puff of smoke around you. You can make that smoke purple. You can make it green. You can make it yellow. You can make it rhinestone blue. And then go get an aura picture, and I'll bet you that color will be there. Because it's your energy.
It's because you meditated on that color. Exactly. It's your energy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's your energy.
So
it's you putting that focus into it. It can be manipulated. And so can a lot of other things be manipulated. You know, that people, you know, they'll run up and they'll go, oh, you know, and I had this happen, and I just wanted to just set the woman down and go, have you lost it? You look like you've got so many cords attached to you. I ain't no puppet.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She pulled that. Oh, we need to cut the cord thing. No, we don't. I ain't no puppet. We ain't doing that. You know, so be watchful of the people. You know, clients come to me. I don't go hunting clients.
No, I don't hunt
clients
come either.
To you.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had a woman sit down with me, and she says, well, this reader told me that I had something dark in me, like an entity or something. And I, you know, just kind of read her, and she was telling me this through the reading, and it was a really good reading. And, you know, I just, I looked at her, and I said, you know, I got to tell you, I don't see a dark entity. I feel like you just need to meditate and balance your chakras. Now, you know, in saying that, you know, which you know this too, Asen, but we'll educate everybody.
Right.
Everybody can balance their chakras, and everybody goes out into the real world and goes into the supermarket or the mall or whatever and has these experiences, you know, where your chakras are going to turn colors, and sometimes you'll get, you know, energies that will bring you down or whatever, but it doesn't mean that it's dark or bad or negative energy. It's just life. You know, it's just like when people say, oh, you have this or that in your aura and you have these cords that need to be whatever. Okay, well, there might be a cord to be, you know, cut, or there might be, you know, some energy to readjust, but that doesn't mean that it's bad and it's dark and there's an entity and it's horrible, run away.
Right.
I mean, I told her, I said, no, there is no negativity. I said, this is what happens to everybody when they go out in the real world.
Well, not only that, but our chakras are living, moving energy fields. And I don't know who got the bright idea of, oh, we need to close your chakra up. Okay, that is like going outside and going over to your water meter and turning it off and then running into the house and turning on the kitchen sink trying to wash dishes. It ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Okay, this business of closing your chakras or, you know, manipulating them. Clean them, yeah. Cleanse them, yeah. Refocus them, yeah. You know, sometimes they get a little wobbly. You know, balancing them out so that they ain't wobbly, that's good. But don't be running around letting people mess with them that ain't skilled. You do it. If you don't know how to do it, get a video, come to one of us. We'll sit down and discuss chakras and how to cleanse them. And, you know, do you really need to close them off? No, because you're just, they will reopen and close on their own, kind of like your eyes. You don't control when you're blinking. They just blink. Same thing with your chakras. And there are more than the seven that are on the charts, okay? You got them on your hands,
you
got them
so
on your feet, you got them in your knees.
In your ears, and your toes, and everywhere else. You know,
right.
People even will say, well, how do I know who to come to for chakra clearings or, you know, just balance or whatever? And I said, listen to your heart. If your heart says yes, do it. If your heart says no or maybe, don't do it. Listen to those nudges. That's how you find who to look for. And if you sit down with someone and it doesn't feel right later on, you can write it down and look at it later, but it may just be that you need to find what resonates for you. That's what I tell people all the time.
Exactly. And before they go and do that, go take a shower. Just go get you a nice body wash, put you some salt in it, and take a shower. Then you kind of feel different.
Perfect.
Because it's a natural balancer. Granted, if you're really, you know, you've let those chakras get a little wonked out, then you'll need to come and get a chakra cleansing or a chakra balancing or both There should be both. You should cleanse and balance at the same time, in my opinion. You know, it's kind of like, you know, going in and, you know, dusting a shelf but forgetting to move the whatnots to dust under to dust them. You know, so you want kind of both
Absolutely.
Of them together. You know, you want somebody that's reputable. You don't want somebody that just kind of dropped out of the earth and, oh, there's a new store over here and they're offering chakra balances and 2 weeks later they're gone.
Yeah, that's not
And you don't
idea.
Want someone that's going to charge you $1,000.
Because you have a curse on you or your energy is really bad and you need to be balanced and they're going to charge you $300 to balance your chakras. No, not a good idea.
No.
Run.
Not a good idea. And no cars, even though they may have ghosts in them, very few do. I've seen one that does. But, you know, her husband drove the car all the time. Of course he's going to be in there when she's driving it. But cars aren't possessed. Houses aren't the gates of hell. Portals, guess what? There's portals every dang where. Get over it. You know, it's
yeah.
a spiritual cosmos. You're going to have portals everywhere. You know,
and you know,
they aren't
the,
evil or negative. They're just
say,
normal.
As the mediums say, they're normal people. They just want to be heard like we do. You know, I have a
mm-hmm.
good friend, too, who does mediumship like I do. And she sees them all the time. She put up something online the other day that said, you know, talking to dead people is just like talking to normal people anymore, you know, something like
mm-hmm.
that. It was a really funny kind of quote, and I thought, you know what? That's right. I do that all the time. Of course.
Right.
Awesome.
You know, but, you know, people, oh, you know, they get convinced that there's a portal in their house, and that's terrible, and they've got to do this, this, and this to close the portal. No, you don't. This
right.
ain't Ghostbusters. You know? And that's where that term came from, was Ghostbusters, by the way. It used to be called gateways.
Yeah.
There's gateways everywhere. Guess what? If your grandma wants to come see you, she's going to walk through the door.
And it doesn't matter
and
about anything else. She's just going to walk through the
doesn't
door.
Doesn't matter. She's going to walk through the door.
Right.
She's going to like, boop, I'm here. What are you doing? Oh, you're cooking? You need to add more salt on that. You ain't got that hot enough.
Yeah.
You know, just like your grandmother is. They don't change. They don't morph. Totally. You
they're
know,
just
they're just
there to help. They're just there to let you
exactly.
know they're still here. Yeah.
Right.
And that should be comforting,
you know,
to some people. That should not be scary to some people. That should be very,
exactly.
very, you know, reassuring.
That should be very comforting.
Yeah.
Well, as humans, it should be comforting that we've got something to do when we get done with this meat suit.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you want to take a quick commercial break and then take some callers? We have some people lined up here,
I'd
and we have one
to.
Question in the chat room. So we'll take a break
okay.
and come back.
Cool.
All right. I'll see you in just a second, Asen. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Asen Knight. He's from West Virginia. You can check him out at asenknight.com, AsenKnight.com. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell with one L on Facebook, or you can email me at starwea@hotmail.com. We're getting ready to do some questions, so if you want to call in, the number's 347-237-5339. That's 347-237-5339, one on your keypad. See you in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear. And another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you.
cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy. Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rattle my world, oh what a thrill. Good, such a gracious creep, balls of fire. I laughed and loved, but just thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Goodness gracious, three balls of fire. Kiss the bear.
Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, that should get you guys good and on fire. That was Bethany Caudell singing cover Great Balls of Fire, so you can get fired up with your question. She's going to be coming out with a Christmas album coming up here pretty soon. So if you're interested, you can also contact me at starwaya@hotmail.com. She's going to be back in the studio recording a gospel album and also some Christmas albums, I think, too. And then she's going to be writing some more songs, so that's cool. We've got a gig already coming up in May where she's going to be in Illinois, so that's going to be really good. We're going to be traveling to Salem in May, so that's going to be fun. And then I'm going to be back in town in St. Louis on the 13th of this month, doing a psychic fair in Arnold at the Eagles Club. So you have to check that out. I'll have more details on my Facebook, Amanda Dowell with 1L. Anyway, I am going to get us back to questions. You can check out Aeson Knight. He's my guest today, AEsonKnight.com. You want a reading from me or more information, Amanda Dowell with 1L on Facebook, or starwaya@hotmail.com. So if you have a burning question, our phone number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring Aeson back. How are you, Aeson?
All doing wonderful, darling. So we've got a chat question. Let's take that one first, Amanda.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. There's a person in here who wants to know, Peace and blessings to you all. They say, I have a question about the settlement with the insurance company Progressive on the commercial policy. Do you see them writing me a check within the next 30 days? And this is from Cassandra Wallace.
Cassandra, honey, I don't think it's going to be in the next 30 days. I'm looking more at 9 weeks, so that's 2 months. So it looks to me like they're going to be slow about it. Okay.
Yeah,
I just feel like they're dragging their heels.
It's going to be a little process.
Aggravated. Yeah. And I know you're kind of on the edge there trying to get everything together, but it's just like, grr. Yeah, you're going to have to, you know, stay on top of them. Okay?
Yeah, constant being on top and being, you know, assertive with them would be really good. Just, you know, staying on top of it and really working at it will get you the result you definitely want. So that's
right.
Really what I'm seeing here, too. You just have to really keep at it to get, you know, where you want to go is what I'm getting from one of her angels, which seems to be Gabriel on the other side. So that's really cool. Just keep at it with the communication. It's going to go well.
Yeah, and I feel like that you'll get, you know, a little bit more than you expect. You just got to make a move with it. Okay? All right.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay, our next person is area code 417-241. You're on with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
I'm good, Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Doing wonderful.
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Doing great.
No, you haven't, honey. How can I help
you?
Yeah.
Pretty good. I just want to know, I'm thinking about doing a life change in the near future, and kind of wondering if I'm going to and how is it going to go.
I feel like you do make that life change. However, I'm looking at it being in February. I think we start out the new year and you kind of wrap everything up and then you make those changes. And it goes well.
That's when I start making the changes or I make them completely?
You make them completely because, you know, you've already planning and getting things put together.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. What, Ken? No. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And,
you're welcome.
One real quick one. What about me? Am I getting completely healed?
You're almost there.
All right. Awesome. That's what I need to hear.
Better understand. I'm not a doctor. Go see your doctor.
I know. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Okay. Our next person is area code 217-556. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
I'm great. Hello, Amanda. Hello, Asen.
Hello, darling.
My name's Rose. My name's Rose, and I just wanted to make a comment and also ask a question.
Okay.
The first comment I want to make, I've been listening to the show, and I want to say that everything in life that we put our intent on happens. So if we put our intent on having a big crowd and being able to hear spirit, we're able to do that. Whatever we put our intent on, whether it be healing our chakras, whatever it may be, it happens because we believe it will. Okay?
Right.
So I wanted to make that comment. It's all about intent. Everything's intent because intent is energy. Right? Intent is
right.
Prayer. So I just wanted to make that comment. And I also wanted to ask you, Asen, let's see, what do you see for my future as far as what I do for a living?
Take a look here, darling. I feel like that you're going to be taking it apart and putting it back together, dear, because a partnership comes along and adds to it.
Oh, okay. A partnership? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Can you give me any more detail about that?
Looks to be well-balanced. They're a little bit more stringent than you are, so that brings in that energy that you need there. Looks to be good financially for you, and also feel like that you'll be a lot more happier with it because it takes a lot of the tiring stuff that you don't care for off of you.
Okay, I see. Okay. And just so you know, Asen, I'm the friend that Amanda was talking about in Illinois.
Oh, okay.
I love you.
Yeah, she is. I love you too. You're so sweet.
I'm glad you're listening in. Yes, I am a psychic medium. That's what I do. I've been doing it for over 30 years. And I always partner up with people. Always. It's just something I do because, you know, I do platform mediumship, so I'm, you know, always on the go. And like I said, I'm always partnering up with people. That's how I met Amanda. But thank you for that. And I just
wanted to
say hello to you too. And
hello.
Yes. And thank
you. Yeah, if you're in the area, I'd love to hook up with you.
Yeah, okay. Well, you guys have a great day. And Amanda, I love you, girl. And hopefully
I love
I'll
you
see
too,
you soon.
Girl. And I really see a lot. Oh, you'll see me soon. I definitely know that. I see a lot of good things coming for you too. And just, you know, your business really picking up and, you know, it coming back together just the way you want it. So you're on the right track. I'm really happy you're listening. And I just see really, really good things for you.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful, Amanda. Because I was going to ask you too what you thought, but yes, I do have a lot of things going in the work. I have workshops going, spiritual and mediumship, and then I also, you know, writing that book. So you know all the things that I do. So I'm always booked up.
Absolutely,
but,
you're going to be great.
Yeah, I think so. But it's always nice to hear. You know, I'm not one to really ask for readings from anybody because I really, just like you said, Ace, and you know, you always want to get in touch with your spiritual side and your spiritual self. And Amanda mentioned it earlier, your intuition, and you want to be guided by that. And I think that's most important, to be guided by your own intuition and learn how to, sorry about the dog.
No, that's all right, honey. They just
went
into the reading,
they're having fun.
Well, they want the mailman. They want the mailman.
Oh, no. Back at the mailman again.
Back at the mailman.
I love them.
Marley and his mailman. But, yes, I
love Marley and Hank.
Yes, I definitely agree with you two when you say that, you know, because it is all about finding yourself. That's what spirituality should be. You know, people come to us every day, and I tell them every day, you know, you really need to find yourself first. You need to ask that question within because that'll give you guidance as to where you need to go. So I agree with that totally. I mean, I think it's great that we have the business we do, but I think also that it's, you know, important that we lead them in the right direction and tell them how to connect with their inner self so that they can do that on their own. And also, I wanted to make a comment on, Asen, on when you talked about closing the chakras down and opening them up. As a professional medium, I want to say that I understand where you're coming from. Everybody does things differently, right? But I myself do close my chakras down at night when I go to sleep because if I didn't, I would definitely get a spirit coming at me and I would not be able to sleep. And now I don't close down my crown chakra and I don't close down my root chakra. I leave them open, but I do close them. I breathe in my aura.
But
and
that's
I do
you
close
naturally doing it as a shielding
process.
Right,
well, it's spiritual.
That's not someone
it's
else climbing into your bedroom and doing it forcibly.
No, I do this myself. I close down my chakra. And removing cords, we are not puppets. And I do agree with you guys when you're talking about the, you know, people coming to you and saying, oh, well, you got to pay $200-$300 to get this candle magic done so that you can, you know, heal and get this curse off of you. I think you're planting, again, it's about intention. You're planting that intention in that person's mind. And as long as they believe it, that will happen. But if they don't believe it and they know how to cleanse their own aura, then they're fine, right?
Well, this is my suggestion, and it's actually based on Celtic lore. When I have people come to me and they say, I was told I have this 13-generational seventh son curse on me, and they're wanting $1,000 to remove it. This is my suggestion. It's actually out of Celtic mythology. Go get a brick and piss on it. It'll break any curse.
True. You know, that's just it. It's what you believe. It's why voodoo works, right? It's because it's what you believe. You're setting that intent for it to be that way by thinking that way. So everything, energy flows by intent. So if your energy's on and your attitude's on a curse, then you're going to feel like you're cursed. It's, you know, things are going to happen because what we think we create and we draw to us, it's the law of attraction. It's just something that, you know, we really need to be very mindful about what we think. And you know, that should be a red flag. If that person's asking you for that much money, that should be a red flag.
Very much so.
You know, so, right. I mean, it, you know, if they're saying, oh, $300 to help you do this candle magic, you know, I think that's overpriced. And I think, you
know. I'm still looking for a $300 candle.
Yeah.
I want to see how big that sucker is.
But there are people, but Jason, there are, Ace and
Oh, I know, honey. I've helped shut them down.
Right. It's you know, there are people that do that, and I think that's sad that they have to revert to that because they're not being authentic with their gifts. If they're charging way over the top and they're not providing the service to help you, and I think part of that is, you know, we are counselors. We are, you know, people that help counsel. We're life coaches. We're supposed to help them go in a – if it's all about them and it's all about money, then that's a red flag.
Yeah.
You know, it should be about you and about healing you, and money shouldn't matter, right? And that's my view on it. But I know you guys had a radio show. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to keep you so long, but thank you for your reading. And I'm enjoying listening
to
the show.
Hey, Rose, that was beautiful. I think that people need to know that. So thank you for sharing your insight with everybody so they could know that too. You know, they need to hear that as well. You know, that's what information is for. That's what we're trying to get out there. So I'm really appreciative that you shared that.
And the light, Amanda, that you have around you is your aura. I mean, we do, you know, people that are angelic, I see auras real well because I am an energy healer. You know how that is. When you're an energy healer, it's a natural thing for you. So when I see, you know, angelic, I see angelic light, just put it to you that way. I see yellow light around somebody. I know that they're an angelic. I know that they have a good connection with the Heavenly Father and with the angels. And when I met Amanda, she did. You know, she had that angelic, beautiful light around her. You know, just as Asen, you have a lot of blue around you, which is really good at communicating, right? I do see that with you.
Yeah, he's that's very pretty.
I see it coming from your throat chakra mixed with purple, right? I do see that with you. Just so you guys know, I just had to say that. Anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you guys, and have
Thanks,
a great
Rose.
Show.
Thanks, Rose.
And I'll talk to you soon, Amanda. Love you.
Okay, blessings. Love you. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 209. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Amanda. It's Mar. Hello, Asen. It's wonderful to speak with you. Hi.
Hello, darling.
It's just wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much. It's been a great program. So I'm getting ready to make some huge changes with my career. And I know we're on open air, so I know maybe you can't say certain things, but is there anything that I need to hear from you?
Let me take a look here and see what's going on with this change in career. You know it's going to happen fast and quicker than what you're thinking, right? Because you've got this all planned out. You've got this five-step program with three secondary steps.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you might as well just go up there and draw a big smiley face with a dot in the middle of that and just walk on past it, honey, because it's just going to be snap, done, over with.
Okay,
because it kind of reminds me about how I left nursing when I told, you know, Spirit kept saying, you're not going to be doing this. And I'm going, yeah, I am for the next 40 years. I've got a pension. They're like, Yeah, that's the way they're going to do you. It's just going to be like snap, done, 24 hours, you're totally different.
Okay, so it's going to happen super fast. Okay, is there, I know we're on open air and I'm, you know, I'm honorable with the people I'm going to be working with. So is there anything that I need to hear about negotiations?
Go in high.
I am. I am going in high.
You know, go in with your dream offer. You know, this is what I want. I'd like the company car. I want the company to pay for my move. I want coffee in the mornings, and I'd prefer Danishes over donuts. Do that. Okay, because they're getting quality and they need to know. When we, you know, go in, well, you know, I'd like to make $60,000 a year and it would be nice if you would reimburse me for mileage and, oh, don't worry about this and I'm sure I can stretch to make that. Go in there like you're the biggest thing they've hired in 6 years, because you are.
Oh, how sweet of you to say, Ethan. Okay, well, what a wonderful reading. Thank you both for taking my call, and God bless you both. Have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you very much.
You too, darling.
Okay, all right.
Thanks,
bye.
Mar.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
We have a lady in here that wanted us to mention that she was one of our first callers, Marilyn. She said that she wanted to share with everybody that she was outside taking pictures, and she saw 13 red cardinals outside. And she has really, really gorgeous pictures. So that was really nice. She said she wanted to share it with everybody. Are you still here, Aysen? Did I lose
Amanda?
You, Aysen, or are you here? There you are.
Hello,
okay,
Amanda.
We had a little techie issue there. Hi, I'm here.
Hi. Yay. Who's next?
Right. Yay. So we're gonna go back to area code 314-640. You're next. You're on the line with Amanda and Aysen. How are you?
Hello. This is Maria, Amanda, and Aysen. Enjoying your show today.
Good, Maria. I'm glad you're enjoying, honey. How can we help you?
Aysen, my question is also on career.
Okay.
I currently have a full-time job that pays really well. However, my passion is in cooking.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And my passion is in cooking, and I want to replace my cooking with my full-time job financially and also with, you know, just completely. So what do you see in my future for that?
I feel you're able to do it, honey, but here's the thing. It's going to take a little while. So this is my suggestion to you, is that you do the 9-to-5 for probably about another 18 months. But that's from 6 to 2, you're working on cooking, you're working on recipes, you're doing videos of you cooking, and you're putting that out there. And you start, you know, you have Saturdays or you have a Tuesday that you can do a party, put it out there.
Okay. All right. So continue doing what I'm doing, because right now my full-time job takes my full time, and then I just try to do a little bit here and there with my cooking.
Exactly. But okay. I think you need to do with it, darling.
Okay. All right. I'll continue on then, knowing that is in the future
for
me.
Yeah, but really get into, you know, you've got a smartphone, videotape you doing your favorite recipe and throw it out there to people.
I haven't done any videotaping at all. Okay.
Yeah, and you really should.
You should do that. That's really going to help you, and I really feel like you're going to get into your cooking sooner than you think, and it's going to be a lot easier than you think. It's going to go really well for you.
Right. But what you got to do is let the cooking slowly take over the full-time job.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and
all
what's
right,
this with you and baking? Because I see you in the oven, not on the stove.
I love baking, but
I
have a cookbook that has both cooking and baking, but baking is my favorite.
Okay. Well, start, you know, making people pound cakes and selling them $10 a pop.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I will do that. Thank you so much for your advice.
You're welcome, dear. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
You too. Have a great day. Blessings. That was our last caller, Aysen, and it was wonderful having you on.
Yeah, and she brought up, her reading brought up a really good point. When you have a passion for something, that doesn't mean you quit the full-time job. You know, it's like the little baby psychics that come out there, and they're like, I want to do what you do. Great. Take yourself 20 years, and you'll get here. But, you know, do the 9-to-5 and hustle the 7 to 2 a.m. You know, until the career supports itself.
That's right. I agree with that.
You know. And that should be with anybody's passion. You know.
Yes.
But thank you, Amanda, for having me on, honey.
I can't wait to do it again.
I just want to give a shout out to Miss Rez. Hello, darlings.
Yeah, hi there. I see you're in there, too. That's wonderful. All right, we'll do this again real soon. Thanks for coming on.
Uh-huh. You're welcome, dear. Have a great evening.
All right. You too. Blessings, everybody. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. If you want to contact me, you can at starwaya@hotmail.com or Amanda Dowell with one L. Like I said, my friend Bethany Caudell is making a Christmas album, so if you're interested, you can message me those two places. I also do readings and healings if you're interested in that. Bethany is also going to be putting together a gospel album, so if you're interested, just look me up, and if you want a reading or a healing or something, you can find me as well, and check out my buddy, Aeson Knight at aesonknight.com, AEsonKnight.com. Thanks, everybody. See you next Monday.